Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
We gave Amanda the night off.
And we didn't realize it.
We didn't realize it. She took the night off.
Like, I think what the heck? She chose the night off.
But... she is a smart lady. I mean, this book is good, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a break. Right. And also, she probably didn't want to disrupt her romantasy reading-a-thon that she currently
That's
is
true.
In.
She is deep in the romantasy world, and we keep adding to it.
There are three more books that came into my email this week pitching to us that are all romantasy.
Amanda. Yeah, I was on the phone with Becky. She's like, so if I tell Amanda she needs to read these, do you think she will? I'm like, she can say no. And Becky's like... but can she?
Can she say no? So Jenny, we didn't really get a chance to talk. We had book club last Saturday. What did you think of book club and the author?
I really enjoyed it. Like, I love that because the cone of silence was implied. Like, he was very open and talked to everything.
Yeah, he was great. And Petty, we put Petty Pants on.
Petty yeah. Pants are the best.
I mean, our favorite pants.
But so book club, we're kind of off book club for a couple months. We're taking the summer off just because I need a chance to recharge. I also feel like this is the chance where I'm gonna like devour through this TBR that I have so that I can find new recs for everybody.
Yeah, no, I can't. I was like, I might actually have to like write down a TBR because I'm actually gonna have time to read whatever.
Right? You don't have school this summer, and I'm sure I will have work for you.
That's all right.
I have attempted to write down like a TBR, and it's pointless. I just give up. Like, I honestly will write down a schedule of like books that I need to read by certain days. Yeah, that doesn't get followed either.
Not shocked about this about you, Leah. Well, so part of the reason I bring up things in Patreon is because tomorrow, so this episode is airing on Wednesday, May 21st. And tomorrow at noon, if you are a member of Patreon, even the free tier, you will get access early to Summer Reading Challenge. And I'm so, so excited for Summer Reading Challenge this year.
It's going to be really good.
I actually didn't do the work this year.
Jenny and Amanda did all the work.
What work did I do? I made a webpage and made some graphics.
Yeah, Jenny and Amanda did all the work.
They did all the work. So I'm going to give a little teaser here and then I'm done. But if you know what a J card is, that will be helpful for you this summer. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got. Anyway, check out Summer Reading Challenge if you're part of Patreon tomorrow at noon. We'll drop it in Discord Saturday or Sunday, and then it'll go live out to socials on Sunday when it kicks off. So summer reading starts Sunday, May 25th, and it will run through July 18th, and then we're going to celebrate the end of Summer Reading Challenge with our Summer Slumber Party, and we have a theme this year. Moomoos and Margaritas. I'm buying a moomoo. Watch out, world. Pants.
You just needed an excuse.
I really did need an excuse.
No, you just wanted an excuse to talk about the moomoos you were going to be buying anyway.
Maybe, but I also need a reason to buy the moomoos. I feel like
you really need a reason.
Maybe
to
we
buy
should
them,
have a dry just... run of moomoo wearing when we, all right, when you guys are here for the Columbus signing.
Perhaps.
Jenny's like, no.
I'm not really a moomoo wearing type of person.
You
just saying.
Bonnie's in the chat says, not me looking up moomoos already. Everybody needs to wear a moomoo. Anyway. Okay. So tonight. I'm so already off topic. It's like, this is a review episode, sip and discuss. This is our wedding theme for the month of May. We're all about weddings and brides. And so
we're just letting you like,
I know, way to jump in and be there for your friend.
Well, okay. Yeah, tomorrow's your wedding anniversary, right?
Tomorrow is my wedding anniversary. Aaliyah's is...
Mine's is on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Mine is Saturday, yeah.
I mean, we're 26.
Mine's not until next week because my brother was graduating, so we had to pick a different date.
But May's the best month to get married. So all three of us have May wedding anniversaries?
Mine's June 2nd.
Oh, okay.
Close, but not close.
Yeah.
You're not quite in the cool club, but we'll still keep you. I mean,
thanks. I appreciate it.
I mean, you got Jeremy, so he kind of.
I did. Yeah.
So this week we are reviewing Running with a Sweet Talker by Jamie Albright. So who wants to tell us all the enchanting details and the things we need to know?
I can.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the release date for this was October 26, 2017. It is a rom-com. The tropes are runaway bride, enemies to lover, small town, road trip, and it is a slow burn. It is part of the Brides on the Run series, and it is a series of standalones. It is told in dual third-person point of view, and the put-out percentage is 92%. The audiobook is done by Jennifer Grace. It is available in Audible and Hoopla. I did the audiobook and I actually like it's just one narrator, but I really enjoyed her voice.
I did the audio and it was great. I didn't There wasn't a time where I was like, oh, that should have been the dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way the story she tells the story, the quirkiness, the funniness, the way she projects her voice, she did a really great job. The audiobook
I liked it a lot.
I do have a bone to pick with you, Leah.
What's that?
Why is it you pick books and the slow burn is like 90%?
I did not realize, like, I've read this one a couple times. I didn't realize this one was a slow burn because I thought that they had the sex like when they were at the one hotel. As I was like rereading, I was like, oh yeah, this is when they break the seal, but they did not.
I kept sitting
there. The other books in the series are sooner, I believe.
I think, yeah. I know that the Running from the Rockstar was sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but also like the one where it's like, it's the Hollywood star who's coming back home. I can't remember if she is book three or book four. They have a, like, they sleep together in the first, like, 15%. Because they sleep together, like, at a hotel.
That one.
I'm just saying. Usually hers are not such super slow burns.
Isn't there one with a twin?
No.
Maybe that's a different series.
A twin?
Yeah, like, he picks the wrong twin.
No, not from Jamie.
No, but I know what book you're talking about. I'll figure it out because I think I know which book you're talking about.
Okay, I do want to bug me though, and if I haven't read it, I need to read that.
I do want to give a shout out to Jamie Albright. So she has a podcast. I cannot remember the name of the podcast, but it's for authors. It's geared towards authors and helping authors write. Leah, while you're on your internets, can you find it for me? What the name of her podcast is? She shares it a lot of times on her Facebook, but I want to say Jamie Albright is like, if you follow her TikToks, she is a bright shining star. She does her outfit of the day of a midlife, mid-size, middle-aged woman. Like, it's so good. And, she just laughs at herself, doesn't take herself too seriously. And I think that that reflects in her writing.
I would agree.
And it's just joyful. Like, reading this book was joyful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she's, like, that's the thing. But she's very open about, like, her Because her sister passed away from breast cancer. I think it's been a little over a year and a half. And like she has been very open about how grief is like a fickle bitch and how she's had a hard time writing. And like she's just very genuine and so nice.
The podcast is I Wish I Had Known. So if you're an author listening to this, I highly recommend
Sorry, I
that
was
podcast.
not searching
That's
fast
okay.
enough, apparently.
Bonnie got it. Well, I think Bonnie listens to it, so.
Thanks, Bonnie.
But if you're an author listening to this, it's really a very helpful podcast. She does a lot of great things that are very helpful. Okay, so let's dig into Running with a Sweet Talker. The
Yes.
opening scene. As he's babysitting his godson, and he's watching her out the window of his hotel room as she is trying to sneak away.
Yep.
It was so awkward.
But delightful.
Very delightful. But like that just sets the tone. In that first interaction, when he's like, "What are you doing down there?" And she's like,
Checking
"Checking
the
my
tire.
tire."
As she is like army crawled like to her car.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, because, tire safety and
It's
tire
important.
kits are important right before you're going to get married
In a wedding dress,
in a
yeah.
wedding dress. It
That is
was
apparently very large. Like, because I'm like,
cupcake.
after, yeah, like after she said it was like really big, I'm like, how are you crawling on the
Right.
Well, that's the thing. I imagine this giant poofy like princess dress that's like if you when you sit down, like all the layers come up. I was
Yeah.
like, that's impressive to army crawl in that.
Well, and if you think about the year that this book was written, so this was 2017.
Yes.
So those were those cupcake wedding dresses that were like really tailored on the top, and then at the waist they would just like fluff out.
My dress was like it weighed 9 pounds.
Okay.
That's impressive.
I
Yeah.
mean, I had tulle underneath mine and but it was not gigantic.
Mine was not gigantic.
It definitely was.
So I was dying a little, like, and just that opening scene, I was like, oh, this is gonna be so good. And I think that, excuse me, the banter in this book, top tier. Like, if we're making a list of top tier banter, this book should absolutely be, and I think that's something that Jamie Albright does really well is banter.
She
Yes,
does.
I agree. Because I was like, I could definitely be friends with these people. Like,
Right? Well, and the fact,
Well, and they're so like Luann is very snarky. And so I'm like, I see a lot of myself in Luann.
well, she's not dumb. I mean,
She's not. She's very
she's a lawyer.
intelligent.
She agrees to marry the man she doesn't love to please her very manipulative father, Marcus.
Yes.
There were a couple times I wish he would like walk off a cliff. I mean,
This was like gaslighting before gaslighting was really like a term.
yeah.
Yeah, I felt her.
And, just that moment, where she realizes that her fiance and father are using her for a business deal. She catches her fiance cheating. Like, what else are you going to do but run away? Now, I would have done it in a much more, she just wanted to get away. I
Well,
would
she's
have.
trying to be stealthy on top of it so nobody would see her
Right.
running. And so that's the key. But it's like, honey, you are in a
Becky's titties,
giant
she's going to cause a
cupcake
scene.
of a wedding dress.
Right. Well, I would have like gotten out of the dress, lit it on fire at the end of the aisle, and ran. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but Luann was better than that.
She was.
She has more class than
She
that.
does. And our hero is her absolute arch enemy.
He's the nemesis, yes.
She doesn't even like. I He loves her. Like, he's been kind of pining for her, right? He's attracted to her. And she, like, just wants to stab him a
Wow, it
thousand
was like
times.
love at first sight for him because she insulted him like as soon as they met.
Right.
Well, they have, like, the awkward night that they're not going to talk about. And, like, he's like, we really should talk about it.
And she's like, I will never speak of these things again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they do end up talking about it because
They
they
do.
must.
Well, and Jack So this part, I kind of giggled a little bit because he had the intentions of watching her marry and just finally moving on. Were you really hoping it would go off without a hitch, dude?
No, that's why when he's like,
Yeah, like I was losing it. I'm like, he doesn't really want to watch her move on. He's
no, he
hoping
was
there'll
like,
be.
there was like glee in like the fact that she was running away. But then, like, so she gets to her car, but she can't leave because it's blocked in. And so they have to get in his car, and he gallantly takes her to his house or to her house so she can get her stuff. But then the dude comes
He
and she
deserved
tases
it.
his balls.
She does. She tases him. Yeah.
And then the whole town is fretting
Gotta
because
save his balls.
his genes may not be passed on because she tased his balls.
Which, you know, you kind of hope they aren't.
I know, seriously.
Because he's
He seemed
terrible.
kind of dumb.
He was terrible.
Okay.
And this leads to this impromptu road trip, which I don't know that we talk a lot about road trip romances and that forced proximity of them. I mean, you know, it's kind of what we talked about, like when you get neighbors or teammates, like that incubator that just creates these moments, and it's self-discovery, emotional unpacking, reluctant bonding. Like,
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, because
yeah, you're not gonna be in a car for hours and not, I mean, I guess you could do that, but
I
not
mean,
say anything, like.
yeah, I mean, that would be kind of a boring road trip. But I mean, but we find out like they're going on this road trip because like Jack was going to go to the wedding, then the town that he grew up in is like doing like having a ceremony in honor of his mom. And so like he was road tripping no matter what, and she's like, "Well, I'm going with you because I
Yeah.
got to get out of here." And he was like, "Okay."
Well, and him going home wasn't easy either.
No.
Like he has, you know, Jack reveals that his biologic he's not biologically related to the man who raised him.
Which he finds
Well, he
out,
doesn't
like,
know that when they start.
yeah,
Oh,
he
that's
doesn't
true.
know that. He finds out because his dad doesn't show up to the ceremony. And when he goes to find, like, to his dad's
That's right.
house, who's drunk, his dad is like, "Well, you're not my son, so it doesn't really matter, and you need to get out of here."
That's right. Sorry. I
Which
had.
I did, I will say, like, I did like the way that piece of it played out, like towards the like when at the end of the book, I know I'm jumping around here, but at the end of the book, like his dad who raised him is still having a hard time with it, but like shows up to the wedding and is like, "I'm here, I support you, I love you, I'm just not ready yet." Which I think is a very valid like reaction to have. Like, yeah, it's kind of frustrating because like you shouldn't be mad at Jack for that, but I can see why he like harbors like a lot of hurt there.
Well, yeah, it also explains some of his. So this book was frustrating for me because there were so many almost moments.
Yeah, there were a lot of almost moments.
But if we look at it in the whole of the book and everything everybody is going through, it does make sense.
It does, yeah.
You know, kind of. The trust, they both have trust issues with everything going on. They both emotionally might not be as available as they need to be together. But
No, and like,
couldn't we just have had some dry humping or something, though?
well, they had,
I mean,
it
they
wasn't
get
like they didn't,
close.
they came close a couple times.
Close is not it.
Right. But at least we had that. It could have been nothing.
I'm
And
just
I mean,
saying.
honestly, like the tension between these two, like that's, and I think
I
that's
think
why,
that
like,
you
yes,
can
it was
have
very
tension even
slow.
if there is dry humping.
Well, yes, but I think had they popped the seal sooner, so to speak, I don't think the story would have worked as well. Because I think for them, like they had to hit this point where they both like felt that trust. I mean, Luann freaks out like instantly, like the next morning. But she did have the trust. She just did not recognize the trust. And I think had it not come when it did, it wouldn't have seemed as genuine. But yes, it was very slow. So slow.
Yeah, and a lot of times they get interrupted, like, because
This
they're
is true
dealing
too.
with, yeah, dealing with some
Lots of
crazy
people.
crap, and like, yeah, like
Well, and there are
the
rare times, like, because once, like, they were at her dad, his dad's house, and then they went on the, like, they only had, like, the night in the hotel, like, in between stuff, like, where they were by themselves. Like, most of the time, there was, like, a house with other people in it,
It's true.
which is where they ended up doing it anyway. But at the same time, like,
I mean, bedroom doors close. You can.
yeah, but they didn't know them.
Really don't need you to make sense. I need you to agree that they could have just done some dry humping.
Well, one of us has to make sense.
I mean, they made out in the lake.
That's true, they did. They almost did things in the lake.
Okay, but nobody wants that because I'm sorry.
No,
That's
that's
yucky. Well,
gross. Yeah. I
so
mean,
there, they could have went farther, but
that's an
smart choices
infection
were
waiting to
made.
happen.
Infections did not occur.
Yeah. One of the things I thought about Jack was he's so charming, but he uses it as a shield.
He does.
And that has come to be a favorite piece for me. In a hero. Like, I'll take a grumpy hero. I will even take like a pining, cinnamon roll hero. As long as he's charming. But I like that flirtatious, charming because it, the way that he's written, it doesn't come because he's, kind of using it as a shield because of his emotional wounds. It doesn't come off as fake or like he's weak.
Right.
That's fair.
Well, but he even recognizes, like, as he's talking, like, he uses it as a shield. He's like, I turn, like, the grin on, or I like the way he words, like, when
Yeah.
he turns that side of him on, like, he recognizes what he's doing and why he's doing it. Because there was a, because, and that's the thing, too, like, he got so scared a couple, because he and Luann had a really, like, emotional conversation about things like with the bio dad, with like the other stuff. And then, like, the next morning, he woke up and he was like, well, I'm gonna be an asshole again.
Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, he cultivated this as a defense mechanism, like
Yeah.
very early, like from the secondhand clothes. And,
Right.
like, I'm like, that was pretty smart, actually. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. I also think that between the two of them, he had the largest amount of emotional growth. Like, I felt like he went from, using his charm as a shield, being, the good time friend, to learning to be more emotionally honest, confronting his identity struggles head on. Like, I feel like he, of the two of them, had the kind of character arc and growth that I want in a rom-com. So one of the things that we often get caught up in is enemies to lovers when it feels like they go from just hating each other and at 25% some switch flips and they are banging. Because this is a slower burn, I think that the evolution of their friendship and their relationship had a much more natural course.
Well, and I don't, and they never, like, it is enemies to lovers, and the way they act, there is some of that, but at the core of it is like they don't really feel that
Yeah.
way. Like, they are more antagonistic with each other. Like,
So do you
Jack,
think
like,
adversaries more than
no, I think
enemies?
enemies to lovers works, but the way it's written, like, or maybe it's more one-sided enemies to lovers,
Yeah,
because
I would
Jack does not
agree.
feel that way. And honestly, he says what he says and does what he does because he likes her fire. Like, he gets off on riling her up and having her react the way she does. So it is enemies to lovers, but it's more Luann is the enemy, or
Yeah,
Jack's the
like
enemy,
she
Luann
put
is
them in
not.
that place, like at Scarlett and Gavin's wedding. Yeah, like whatever happened that night, like I mean, we get some details, but not all of them. Like she put a line down, like nope.
So one of the things that I think this book does really well is, you know, we've got this witty banter, this really zany humor, but because of the emotional content, it balances really well. It doesn't feel over the top. You know how sometimes, like, that's often a complaint I have with, like Lucy scores rom-coms, right? Like there's, or Megan Quinn. They're so over the top. They're so ridiculous that we never get the emotional payoff, right? And they fall into so many like stereotypical tropes. This book, even though, you know, you got great chemistry, zany humor, this witty banter, and this emotional content, but overall, it's a low angst book, even with the family drama. But this couple seems to avoid the constant miscommunication trope. Like, just when you think, okay, this is going to be the miscommunication, they talk about it.
Well, and I think part of it helps is like they are older, like they're not super young, like they're both well established in their careers, like they're both very intelligent, both very well spoken. Their biggest issue is they're both terrified of their feelings.
But well, would you say, yeah, I guess terrified
Well,
works.
because Luann, like, she wants love. She wants it,
But
but
she
every
doesn't want to admit that she wants love.
well,
Like,
because everybody who's supposed to have loved her, aside from Scarlett and Scarlett's family, like her mom, like she was a tool. Her dad, like, used her and gaslighted her. Her grandmother, like, did anything she could to like make Luann's dad happy. So it's like the people like who were supposed to really care for her, she didn't get it from the ones she needed. She got it from the ones who wanted her. But having that like disconnect, like she wants it, but she is so afraid to have it because these are the people who are supposed to love me, but they didn't love me in the right way, type of thing.
So I have a little bit of a complaint about Luann. Just a little one. So she's really naive towards her father.
She is.
And that is the moment that I really had to stretch believability for me. Like, you went to law school. You're smart. And you don't see your father for what he is?
This is
I
when
think
I'm like,
it's
you need some therapy. Like, you need.
okay, Jenny, get out of my freaking head. Do you know how many times I'm like, Jenny, send her to therapy here? This is when Jenny would say, you need therapy. I should just start marking those passages. Here, these are Jenny's therapy moments.
I mean, I agree. Like she, but I think the way that Jamie writes her, it's one of those things where like she wants him to be different. Like she keeps hoping that this time is going to be the time it's different. I think that's why like there's that naivete is there, 'cause like she wants him to like care. And so like she like when he's saying all those nice things, she's like, "Oh, this is the moment." And then once she is out of like the conversation, she's like, "Shit, he did it again."
Yeah, I, 'cause like as a person that like grew up with like an in a narcissistic household, I can see how like you can be the smartest person and like, 'cause she does that. She's like talks to him on the phone 'cause her grandma is pretty much like blindsided her with him being at her house, and then like she gets off the phone and she's like, "What did I just agree to?" Like,
Okay, there were a couple of minor continuity errors. So one thing I have to talk about is they had flip phones. It's 2017. Now, I was late to the cell phone game. I didn't
I
really
think
get a.
that was their
Is
burner phones.
that what the burner phones? Okay, so the wallet appears after having been stolen. Like the wallet was stolen, but then he had the wallet.
Oh, did they not give him the wallet? They gave him his phone, and then she
Right.
crushed the phone.
Yeah.
No, because they didn't have money either, because that's why he had to dance at the strip club.
Yeah.
Well, that was
But
after.
that was after. Like the wallet gets stolen, but then a little later, the wallet, he has the wallet and he never got it back.
From Pearl and June.
Yes. And then the flip phone was swiped, but then they had it.
Yeah, I think that was definitely burners though, because she didn't
Yeah.
have her
Right.
stuff because it was all locked like in her house. Because she talked about how like she left all that stuff at the
Right.
house.
But I'm just saying,
Yeah.
like, there just were a couple of small things, and I was like, because, like, I picked up on the one book where the lady took off the belt twice, or the hero took the belt off twice, or she actually showered in her dress. Like, so that's just a couple things that.
Well, and
Yeah,
for
and
me,
I.
like I was listening to this one and I like it since I was re like it's a reread for me, like I didn't notice that 'cause I was tuned in but I wasn't fully tuned in at the
Yeah.
same time.
No, I think that's fair.
And I eyeball read it, so like there's a lot of breaks in the chapter. Like it's just like in scene and then cuts to something else, or it cuts to like 5 minutes later. So like things happen that we don't see, and then yeah.
I do think those fun side adventures during the road trip really keep the pacing engaging. They made it
Because
funny.
they have some experiences.
They
They
do.
do. They do. So yeah, I just that was those were it. Like those were my only little moments.
Stacy says her big pet peeve was why weren't they calling the police when they got robbed? It worked out, but I was so flabbergasted they didn't.
But I think that's because they didn't want to be
They didn't want them
seen.
to get in trouble for one
Right.
thing.
But I also think
Yeah.
they were running.
Yeah,
They.
she doesn't want to be found, and
Which
he
she
doesn't
was
really
found
know what he's
anyway, but
doing yet.
though he has no clue. I will say I did like the scene where so Luann has left, like, because he has declared his love and she freaks out and she has left and he
Freaks out.
goes downstairs and his bio dad is there. So and Mitch and like his dad's husband has taken Scarlett away and is going to take her to the airport, but Kyle gives her some hard truths too. But Mitch, like Jack comes down and like does his like signature smile and things like that. And Mitch totally calls him out on it. He's like, why do you do that? And Jack is like, I can't believe anybody noticed that I do this.
Yeah. That.
I like that. I like the fact that like he's trying to create this relationship with him, but he also was not allowing him to be fake with him.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that makes sense for his character, right? Because he would know what it's like to fake it. I
Really did like that ending, the way that they kind of, the emotion, because there was so much emotion. You just wonder at the end, you're like, wait, how are they going to unpack to this all and tie it up and give me the HEA? I was a little worried for a minute.
I was
Yeah,
too,
because
because
it
I'm
all
like,
had like
is
a lot
it
happens in the last like
close?
8% of the
It
book.
does. It does. They sleep together. She freaks out. And then, like, you're better than this. But it didn't feel rushed. You know how sometimes, like, everything is solved so perfectly in that last 5%? And you're like, where's the rest
You're
of the
like, how did that
book?
happen?
Right. This one didn't feel like that. Like it all made sense the way that it fleshed out
Yeah,
in that.
like I needed resolution with like the his father that raised him.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and I mean, we don't see it on page, but we like see the start of
But
it.
it's
Like,
working. Like there's
yes. Yeah, like
process there.
there's a line of communication open. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else about this book we think we need to talk about before we go on to do our next thing?
I don't think.
Nope. I didn't ask. This was not my first Jamie Albright. I read the first book in the series. She sponsored an episode last year. So I read Running from the Rockstar last year. And that was my first Jamie Albright book. This is only my second. I really need to read the rest of this series because I do love A Runaway Bride. Give it to me. Jenny, was this your first?
No, I've read her here and there. Like,
yeah.
Occasionally, yeah.
And we know it's not Leah's because she talks about her all the time.
I do.
I love this. And I say she should revisit, give us more Runaway Bride. She has a really great rom-com voice.
She does, yes, I think. She is writing a new book currently, and we're going to talk to her.
Oh,
fun. I think it's close to a release day.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so thumbs up, thumbs down. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down on Running with the Sweet Talker?
Thumbs up. I enjoy this series. Yeah, it's fun. It's,
yeah. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down?
It's a thumbs up for me. I mean, it's a no-brainer thumbs up for me.
It's a thumbs up for me. You know, rom-coms can be hit or miss, but I think that Jamie Albright has a really great way of balancing emotion and humor and banter and zaniness that it just really works very well. And I walked away feeling like this was such a happy book.
Yeah. Well, and it's not super long. It's a fairly, it's on the shorter side and it's an easy read, like, but it's well done.
Yeah. So if people like this book, what other books should they check out?
So I have The Going Down on One Knee by Christina Hovland. It's actually it's book one of a 4-book series. Book one, he is the florist. But the whole series is fun. It is in the Mile High Match series. And honestly, like, if you're going to do rom-coms, like, just straight up rom-coms, Krista Sandor. Just read some Krista Sandor.
Just read Krista
Sandor. Any of the rom-coms.
Do you have any, Jenny?
Of course, I did not think of anything. It's some new event that, like, I got to...
It is books. New and different. We've never done this part before.
Right.
It's fine. So one I want to talk about real quick is The Wedding Pack by Denise Grover Swank. It's really fun. It's four best friends that have a wedding pack. So if you like weddings, you like rom-coms, that one works. Barbara Feeney, she has a wedding bridesmaid series that has some of the similar emotional vibes and rom-com banter, but I actually did a couple of different ones. So if you really liked The Road Trip or Forced Proximity with emotional growth, check out Bet on It by Jody Slaughter. Small town setting, emotional baggage, slow burn steam. They do have sex sooner than 92% though. Characters learning to be vulnerable. But they have this unexpected connection that changes everything. She has anxiety. He has anxiety. She goes to the small town to help take care of her grandma and they meet at bingo. It's just so cute.
Oh, I like that.
It's so fun. The Happy Ever After playlist by Abby Jimenez, grieving heroine goes on the journey that becomes a romance. Really great banner. And again, road trip, deep emotional baggage. If you like the slow burn, try Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan, or The Cheat Sheet by Sarah Adams. Again, those are both really big slow burns without emotional baggage. Bridesmaids are with emotional baggage. They have that. So wedding ones, Love Her or Lose Her by Tessa Bailey. Runaway Bride, Relationship on the Brink, where the wife leaves and the husband has to win her back. Like, she leaves their wedding and then they come back together. So, and that's a Tessa Bailey one. The Worst Best Man by Mia Sosa. And then Jennifer Dawson, I don't know if she's currently writing.
She is.
Had a 4-book series. It's in my library. I think the audios are on Hoopla. The first book is called Take a Chance on Me. She's a runaway bride that ends up in a small town at the local bar. And it's just really good. Funny banter. And then Bad Mother Effer by Jacinda Wilder. Again, runaway bride, ends up at a small town bar. Hitched by Jillian Neal. She runs away from her wedding and they get caught in a tornado. But he saves her after she's run away from her wedding. He's trying to make his way home in the middle of this tornado and they take shelter. It is very spicy cowboys and like real cowboys.
Was that one of the ones that there was a lot, like too much sex? You had to skip some of the sex.
This one isn't as bad as the first book in this series. The first book in this series, I'm like, you people are horny. Stop doing it. Like, it's too much doing it. This one makes a little bit more sense, but family expectations, you know, her family's the country club family, and his family, while not poor, you know, they're the cattle ranchers. They're just those people, kind of farmers. So if you like cowboys and you like runaway brides and you got a thing for tornadoes, check out Hitched by Jillian Neal.
You have a thing for tornadoes.
I also think she might be hard of hearing. I think that one, she's hard of hearing also. In a Jam by Kate Canterbury. And I have not talked about it enough. I need someone else to read this book, you guys. But Jilted by Vi Keeland. It is her latest release that just came out at the beginning of this month. The book takes place 6 months after she's been left at the altar.
Okay.
But the thing is she works in the wedding industry. And she covers weddings for like a New Yorker type magazine. And he's the son of the guy that owns the, not the, well, sort of the magazine, but the whole conglomerate that owns the publication. Mm-hmm. And he has six or eight friends that are getting married over the course of the next couple months. And he arranges it that she has to cover all those weddings so he can see her at all those weddings. He's a former rugby player. He lives in England. She lives in New York. He's attracted to her. And she's like, I don't really. I don't know.
He's like, I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
I have it on my Kindle, but I haven't gotten to it.
It's so good.
I thought of another one. If you like enemies to lovers rom-coms, Angela Casella has her, I think it's Unlucky in Love series.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Three books right now. Very well done, but like they're all enemies to lovers, but has that rom-com feel.
We haven't,
but they're really,
and I don't feel like we've talked about Mariah Ankeman's Mile High Wedding or her well, then she had her firefighter series too.
Yeah,
that they're wedding planners in. Or
yeah,
no, the firefighter series, they have the wedding dilemma is in that one.
But that one was the parents getting married.
Yeah.
Which, but she does have her like wedding planner.
Right, that's the Mile High Weddings. Well. Yeah. But those are really great rom-coms. And again, Mariah does give you emotion and angst, but you don't feel like it's still a rom-com. It's kind of like Mariah, just cutesy, angsty. Yeah, I was like,
that's how she lives her life.
Yeah.
She does.
Anyway, so I love her so much. Did you see her video of her unpacking her books from Harlequin? She got her first print deal, and like, but she's never had that,
like,
moment.
Her husband, like, because as she's saying, like, her husband is what, like, filming it, but you know, like, he is cheering for her in
absolutely
the background, because that is one husband who is so supportive. Like, if you watch her TikToks and stuff, you will see him every once in a while, because he is like all in and just as excited, like, as she is for all of it. And I love that dynamic too.
Yeah, I was so happy
for
her.
But I was so excited for her.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, can I have one?
Yeah, right? I was like, what are you going to do with all those? Yeah.
Mariah, my address is.
They're very pretty.
They're very pretty. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Running with a Sweet Talker by Jamie Albright. We are off this Sunday because of the holiday. We will not be here on the YouTube. We are going to release an episode this weekend that's an author spotlight with author Dylan Allen. Right? Dylan.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because there was a book in my inbox today that was Danielle Allen.
I'm trying
to make sure. So Dylan Allen, we're going to release an author spotlight. So you have an episode because I feel bad because we've... Because I took Mother's Day off.
Well, but also the Dylan author spotlight, her and I chatted for a long time.
Yeah. Well, and we loved The Legacy. So I hope it'll spotlight more.
Yeah, because I read the second book and I was like, I'm probably going back to that.
Yeah. She has such a talent, doesn't she? So we're going to be off this Sunday on the YouTube. Look for an episode in your feed. We'll be back next Wednesday, and we are reviewing Mr. Swoony by Piper Rain. It's the fourth book in their Nest series. I think it, so that's the last of the four books in that series. And I'm excited to read it.
I am too. I haven't read that series yet.
I read the first two. I
haven't read any of their books.
Oh, will this be your first Piper Rain?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm excited. I read the first two. I didn't read the third one.
We broke up to read because four. I got mad about the Green series, so I have not read them for a while.
Sometimes you have to break up with an author, and then you can
sometimes
go back.
You have to break up, but I've heard really good things. Amanda really liked these books, and I know that you liked the ones that you read of this one. So I've heard really good things about this series. So we may come back together.
They're pretty horny in these books, just so we're all clear.
I can handle that.
Okay. So if you liked this episode, please like the video, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure you share this episode with your friends. You can find a full list of books that we talked about on today's episode on our On the Shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Thank you everyone for joining us. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.